more than a few good academic papers. To really change people's minds, sometimes you gotta show instead of tell.
And remember, Bakker was a skilled illustrator as well as a scientist. And so when John Ostrom wrote his definitive paper on Deinonychus, he asked Bakker to do the illustration.
And I positioned the bones as if his raptor was running.
In the picture, the raptor is nearly parallel with the ground, its left leg springing forward, its right leg curled tightly against its torso, preparing for the next stride. The tail is high in the air. It's beautiful and kind of terrifying.
Ostrom put the picture right on the front of his paper, and it quickly became an iconic drawing. No one had ever seen anything quite like it.
Bakker is like a renegade.
This is Darren Naish, a paleontologist based in the UK.
He's got like a flamboyant appearance. He insists on wearing a cowboy hat all the time. He's got a giant bushy beard. And right from the late 60s, when he's, you know, starting to talk about this stuff, he's drawing these agile, active dinosaurs.
Bakker finished up at Yale and went off to graduate school, where he continued to speak truth to the slow, dumb dinosaur establishment. He wrote academic and popular articles about how impressive dinosaurs had been, and he illustrated them all himself. He drew dinosaurs bounding across the prehistoric landscape like track and field stars, with lithe, muscular bodies.
So prior to this time, an animal like Tyrannosaurus would have been drawn as like a Godzilla-type animal, dragging its tail on the ground. It's not a particularly attractive beast. But under Bakker, you've got this thing shown with massive, bulging muscles.
And Bakker's athletic dinosaurs became a model for other paleo artists.
So when my Deinonychus drawing appeared, some artist younger than I said, okay, now we can do it.
Artists like Gregory Paul embraced this new, exciting vision of dinosaurs. They started giving their dinosaurs vibrant colors and occasionally feathers to really emphasize their birdness. Soon, images of athletic, colorful dinosaurs were everywhere.
And they helped fuel the revolution that was taking place in paleontology.
Throughout the 70s, more and more paleontologists got on board with Ostrom and Bakker's theories. They found new fossils and footprint evidence suggesting that dinosaurs had been warm-blooded, intelligent, and bird-like.
This period has become known as the Dinosaur Renaissance, a moment when we totally rethought all of our assumptions about these incredible prehistoric animals. And Darren Naish thinks art was a huge part of its success.
I think that part of the reason that the dinosaurs of the Dinosaur Renaissance, the dinosaurs of Ostrom and Bakker, drew in so many scientists in the 60s and 70s was because it was accompanied by brilliant visuals.
If anyone missed out on this scientific revolution and still thought that dinosaurs were slow and stupid, that ended in 1993. The dinosaurs in Jurassic Park are very active.
The dinosaurs of Jurassic Park, 1993,